My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I lied to you guys about two things. The first thing I lied to you guys about, it was an honest mistake. I told you guys that I was going to give the kickoff rule a month. I don't need to give it a month. I don't. I saw enough of it in the preseason. I know the stats from the preseason. I just saw it in yesterday's game. I don't need to see it anymore to form my opinion on if I like it or not. This is my official stance on the kickoff. I get what they're trying to do, and I'm not opposed to what they are trying to do. There are a couple of problems with what they're trying to do, and that's why I'm here to help the NFL. Let's start with the first problem. The rules are very difficult to understand. Have you had someone try to explain the kickoff rules to you? Because if you have, and I mean, I do this for a living, I don't fully understand the rules and don't understand how to communicate the rules to you guys. I don't know. Like, you know how sometimes you're watching the game with your girlfriend or your wife and she'll ask you a question and then you'll explain it to her? And you don't really have a good explanation like, well, that's how it is. Like if your wife asks you, well, why doesn't your body need to be in the end zone and only the ball just needs to touch the line? I don't really have a good answer to that question. It's just the rule, you know? Like I'm sure your wife has asked you a question and stumped you when you were watching the game. You're like, I don't know. If your wife tried to ask you the kickoff rules and ask her to explain it, I'm telling you she's walking away in the middle of the explanation. It doesn't make sense. You kick it here, it's 20, then it's 30. It's stupid. Here's the rule. This is what I would tell them the rule needs to do. Let's simplify it. You guys have something here. I think that this is safer. I think that it will promote more returns. The core of what you have is right there. There's a very simple fix. You either move the kicker back and make it just harder for them to kick it out of the back of the end zone, or you penalize touchback more and force them to kick it shorter, kick it in the field of play so you can see a return. Let me give you an example. First game of the NFL season, man, Mike Tirico was excited. You could tell he was being the company man. He was telling you how great this new kickoff rule was. And he said that last year in the Super Bowl, there was not a single kick return and how the league didn't want that anymore. And they wanted more action. They wanted more movement. All right, that sounds good. He then explains the rules. None of us really understand what the kickoff rules are. And then they kick the ball. Take a guess what happened. It was a touchback. I would never tell my kicker to kick it in the field of play with the current rules. The risk of it doesn't equal any reward. Why would you do it? If your kicker is strong enough to kick it out of the back of the end zone, why would you kick the ball in the field of play? Now, it is just the preseason, and we have a very limited sample size, but the average field position is the 28-yard line. The drive starts at the 30 if you just kick it out of the end zone. The 2 yards that you are giving up is not worth the risk of them returning it for a touchdown or an injury happening. Kickers are stronger than they were when you started kickoff rules. Think about how over the course of the last 20 years, we have seen 40-yard field goals and 50-yard field goals just become easier over time because players are bigger, stronger, faster, and they know how to train better for these things. I understand what the NFL is doing, and I'm not against the rule change. I'm really not. I am all for innovation and trying to create more movement and more action in sports. I am. This is not the way to do it the way that they currently have it. It does not incentivize more returns. It just makes you more likely to want to kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, which is the exact thing that they are trying to get rid of. So there is a very, let's get rid of this landing zone and all of these different, no. If you kick a touchback, the ball goes to the 35-yard line. If you kick it out of bounds, the ball goes to the 40-yard line. That's easy enough. You cannot fair catch it. You have to return it. That's it. It's that simple. Easy. Done. Everybody can explain it. You don't need to put some green... None of that. Stop it. Let's cut the nonsense. That's my fix for the kickoff rule. Rob, what did you see yesterday?
I saw what the NFL is trying to do. I really did. And we talked about it on this show. The kickoff has become a nothing play in football. Just absolutely nothing. It at this point is strictly a, you know, flash bulbs, you know, symbolic moment more than anything, because most every kicker worth their salt, by the way, in college too, can put it out of the end zone. So I saw all offseason what the NFL was doing, and I saw it at least in, I saw it in my eyes what they're trying to have done. They're trying to enhance a kick return. They're trying to add an exciting play back into the game. They're trying to make it so when they come back from commercial after a touchdown, you are not thinking to yourself, oh, I still have time to get another beer. I have time to grab more food. I got another 3 minutes plus commercial on my hands because the kickoff is happening. They want you back in your seat. If you were at Arrowhead last night, I bet they were hoping that after a touchdown, you stuck around to watch the kickoff. I saw the vision, but I also saw that it just didn't work. It just didn't. The Ravens were the only team to try it. They kicked it into the landing zone twice. Once Carson Steele nearly broke it, and the other time Carson Steele got to the 30, so it was a net nothing. Every other kick that we saw in the game between Butker and Tucker, two of the best kickers in the NFL, it wasn't just they kicked it into the end zone. They booted it out of the back of the end zone. So I saw what the NFL's plan was. I saw the strategy, and I saw what they were trying to accomplish. But what happened in practice was the same as last year, the same as the year before. And if the NFL doesn't try to tinker or change it again, we are not so far away from seeing, oh man, we don't have kickoffs in football, because they will tinker a time or two more, but eventually I fear they're going to take this play out of the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.